For the rest of the night, I guess I'm going to go to bed. That's plan number one. That's the main thing. I'll tell you real quick, I got some fun Saturday plans. Here's the segment of the show where I tell you about my life, even though you don't really care. I'm going to be going with some friends, driving some friends actually out to Lexington/Concord and seeing some stuff there. I guess there's something going on because of President's Day. I'm unclear on the whole situation. I think laser tag will somehow be involved. All I know is that I'm driving, and because I'm driving, the collection of my friends has offered to not pay the laser tag cost for me. So, much thanks to them, especially if anyone's listening. I'll tell you right now, they're not listening because they're asleep. Also, shout out to my brother, Max, my twin brother, Max, who's also not listening because he's also asleep. But I've mentioned him in the past shows, and it only feels right to do so at this point, really. So, Max, if you ever hear these words, know that in this moment, on 3/58/52, on April, oh my gosh, guys, it's Friday the 13th. So, there's something I should have addressed in the show. If, you know, be safe out there, because I know it seems a day just like any other, but I don't even know why it's unlucky, actually. If you know, feel free to tweet using the hashtag #probablybirds and tweet why Friday the 13th is unlucky or cursed, or I don't really know what the whole deal there is, but I think it'd be pretty funny if people actually tweeted. I don't expect anyone to. I don't even have a Twitter. So if you do, I'm not going to know. So really what I'm saying is don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. And speaking of doing things for yourself, do take care of yourself. It's early in the morning / late at night. I don't know why you're up. I wouldn't think it's because of me. I mean, I'd like to think it's because of me, but let's face it. So take care of yourself, love yourself, do something nice for you, because you deserve it. And I care deeply about you, and I'm sure many other people do as well. So take care of yourself. It's now 4 a.m., and they don't make me leave at 4 a.m. The archive probably stopped a long time ago, so this is special for your listeners right now. They don't make me leave at 4 a.m., in part because no one else is here to make me leave at 4 a.m., and also, I think as long as there's not dead air, they're kind of fine with whatever. That being said, I should probably leave because it's 4 a.m. Because I have work tomorrow, not too late or early or anything. It's at 12:30. Because my coworker is being amazing and going in earlier for me so that I don't have to go in oh so early. So Mel, if you're listening, which you're not because you don't even know that this show exists, but if you are, I very much appreciate it. And I'll be sure to tell you that tomorrow as well, because it's very nice what you're doing for me. In some ways, I don't really want to go back, but I've also kind of exhausted everything I have to say 5 minutes into the show. And since then, guys, we've been running on fumes, as I'm sure you can tell. I like to think you can't. But, like I said, this is the bottom of the barrel. I mean, this is so low that you're out of, it's a pickle barrel. You're out of pickles. And someone even came around and sucked up all the pickle juice. And now you're just biting down on briny wood. That's what this show is. It's the briny wood at the bottom of a pickle barrel. And I guess 11 of you, if not being interested in that, are at least not so opposed to it that you shut it off. So that being said, I am going to turn over the radio to everyone's favorite robot, the thing that does my job for me and makes me feel a little bitch. What's the word? It's like unnecessary, but it more has to do when a robot can do the job you can do. Anyways, Rivendell, which will play music that's better than the music I play and talk better than I could ever hope to talk. But Rivendell does not have the smooth silk of my voice. So they keep me around. Yeah, I'll turn on over. So yeah, take care of yourself, guys. Have a wonderful night. I hope you have a great Friday, even if it is Friday the the 13th. You all are beautiful. You all are lovely. And I sincerely do love all of you. Not in a weird way. I guess that's kind of a weird thing to say to strangers over the radio. Oh, well. It's a show with many twists and turns, we'll say. Oh, and this is... Oh, no, I already told you that it was WM... Well, I'll say it again, because now it's... Okay, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Now they can't get me in trouble for sure. Yeah. All right. Take care, guys. Have a good night. And thanks for listening. And I love you. Good night, darlings.
I recognize that beat. next stand. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your support over the years. You've been a great audience. Thank you very much. Good night. By the way, this wine is excellent.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
I'm gonna drink all day. It's all 11 and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. and I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
I had to tell. Everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
I'd stop at nothing, babe, to see this to the end. Well, I sat in the corner and followed you home. Back in the shadows outside the streetlights glow. I'd stop at nothing, babe, to see this to the end. I'd stop at nothing, babe, just to say goodnight. I'd stop at nothing, babe, just to say goodnight. Oh, you might hear me whisper so soft and real low. If you creep towards your window, then maybe you'll know. I'd stop at nothing, babe, just to say goodnight.
Stay here on the dark side. Yeah. got a pit in my stomach that I can't seem to fill. I got money in my pocket and a craving for pills. I got a nagging conscience I can't seem to kill. Feel like I'm going off the deep end. I probably will. I'm drinking the eye.